belong in this place. He has taken all the glory. He has taken all the praise. He has taken all dominion. He has taken all the praise. He has taken all the pain. He has taken all the shame. He has taken all the tears. He has taken all the praise. He has made them his. The highest praise in the King. Ni na imaka, na imaka, ni na imaka, sujada, ni na imaka, hehe, na imaka, na imaka, sujada, Lord, I give you. I give you, I give you the highest praise. I give you, I give you, I give you the highest praise. The healer, the healer, the healer is the highest praise. The healer, the healer, the healer is the highest praise. The healer, the healer. Tequila is the highest praise. Naimaka, ni naimaka, ni naimaka, sujada, naimaka, 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 ni naimaka, ni naimaka, highest praise to the King. Highest praise to the King. Highest praise to the King.
Hallelujah. I bless God for Dabs. He's an asset to the body of Christ. He's not a musician. But things are changing and shifting. What you call and see as church is changing.
We give you, we give you, we give you the highest praise. We give you, we give you, we give you. We give you, we give you, we give you
the highest praise.
Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne, I hail you.
Help me with the cymbal.
Most high. You're the Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne. I truly hail you, Most High.
Just clash the cymbal.
I hail you. I truly worship you. I hail you, Most High. I hail you. I truly worship you. I hail you, Most High, Most High, Most High, Most High. Your name, Most High. We lift you up, Most High. Most High.
This was not a song that was composed. It was not a human quest to find relevance. These are songs that are received from the windows of the Spirit. When the portals are open, you will be able to access certain deep things that are not known in this earth realm. They are not dimensions that are contained in this sphere of life. They are a product of interactions with the spirit realm.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Would you open up the gates? Open up the doors.
This is a prophetic chant in the spirit.
Would you open up the gates? Open up the doors.
Apakatala baba baba.
Would you open up the gates? Open up the door. Will you open up the gates? Open up the door.
This is part of the service already.
I can see your mighty power moving in this place, where in the presence of angels with God's glory on the wings, and like the voice of many waters, I can hear the angels sing. Ta da da, ta da da. Ta-da-da, 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 ta-da-da. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Faithful. Ta-da-da, 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 ta-da-da.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna to your name, mighty one, majesty. You reign, you reign, you reign. You reign. Blessed is the Lamb. We Shabbat the Ancient of Days. The Supreme One that sits upon the courts of the heaven. And the mountains keep like lambs before him. Glory and blessings and honor and praise
From one curtain of eternity to the other, you remain majesty. Blessed be your name. We Shabbat the Lord. Glorious in holiness. We bless you. Lord, we grant that the portals of heaven even be further open. Cause our ears to hear the sounds of the Spirit. Let there be a blowing of the shofar. And cause our spirits to comprehend the handwritings on the wall. That our eyes will be able to see that which cannot be seen by mortal eyes. We give you the praise because you are doing something new truly in the church. But Lord, I pray that the depth of hunger it will take to contend to those dimensions be granted unto us.
Like him, the lion and the lamb seated on the throne.
It's not a special number. I'm attempting to describe what my spirit is seeing.
And every ocean roars to the Lord. Who is like him? Lion and the lamb seated on the throne. Mountains bow down and every ocean roars to the Lord alone. Praise Adonai from the rising of the sun till the end of every day. Praise Adonai, all the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing praise.
Hallelujah. Bless you. It's a privilege and an honor to worship. This church will never be the same. Never be the same. Never be the same.
Your light will never be the same.
I prophesy to you.
Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. This church will never be the same. This church will never be the Lord God Almighty.
Why we celebrate his presence. Many of you may not understand why we take our time to worship like this. Majesty, we reverence you.
Now arise, O Lord, would you come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might, and then we will rejoice as we're clothed in your righteousness. Celebrate your love. Baruch Abba Shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes. Baruch Abba Shem Adonai, who comes in the name of the Lord.
Revelations 11. Zivakata labrati shibaya. Can you hear the sound? The sound of his majesty. Revelations 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign. He shall reign. That's why I love the songs that the man of God Dab sings. They are prophetic songs. These are not songs you go to music school to learn. How can you learn spiritual things? There are certain dimensions that you know you are not taught. There is an anointing that causes you to come into a comprehension of certain things.
You're my glory, you're the lifter up of my head.
That's what God is doing for somebody in this place. Because I see a crown just rotating in the atmosphere.
Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. It's my privilege to be here. Hallelujah. Every time I have the opportunity to take the word of God across this nation, I see the consistency of the things that the Spirit of God is attempting to communicate across the body of Christ. And I believe that God will grant us grace. I'll just share very briefly. We'll have time in the evening just to prepare our hearts. Hallelujah. God is restoring patterns. God is restoring ancient things. The Bible says, ask for the ancient parts. They are so old, you have to ask for them, because there seems to be nobody who has memory of where they used to be. They have been eroded. But the Bible says, ask for the ancient parts. There were parts that our fathers followed, and they lived like gods in the earth. They had absolute mastery and control over the territories of their jurisdiction of operation. But these things have been lost. And my simple message this morning is to plant a hunger in our hearts. Hallelujah. For as long as church continues as usual, for as long as we keep doing the things we used to do, the time will come when we will not be able to comprehend spiritual things again. This is the reason why sick people come to the church, they go back sick. Oppressed people come and they go back. Where is the power? Where is the grace? Where is the glory? The Bible says how that handkerchiefs and aprons touch the bodies of the apostles. Just the handkerchiefs. Does a handkerchief have faith? Does it have the ability to believe God? Can it sing praise and worship? But they had a circumference of glory, which was a product of their intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And on the strength of that experience, even materials that came in contact with them carried the power and the glory of God. I told God something. I'm tired of just preaching messages to make people happy and watch the devil wreck and jeopardize the lives of people. People keep complaining that many people are running to herbalists and doing all kinds of things. And I told them, do you not see that that is a handwriting on the wall? That there is no fire, there is no grace. We tell people, bless you, and they are not blessed. We tell people, be lifted, and they are not lifted. If we do not change, a rebellion will start from the church, and it will be an expression of the dissatisfaction of members. They will arise and say, I do not understand. I have no right believing Jesus died for me. I mean, there is no reason why I should believe Jesus died for me if he cannot solve a temporary need that is less than my salvation. The Bible says, if God did not spare his only son, but offered him freely, will he not much more with him give us all things? But we have not even seen the all things. Does it make sense to you? I'll tell you what happened. Let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy. Let hope, let it rise. Darkness trembles in your holy. The Bible says that when the seventh angel blew his trumpet, there were sounds in heaven. And this is what they said, that the kingdoms, the systems of this world, hallelujah, he left a prophecy that a generation will come that will contend
and cause that the systems of this world that have been built after an antichrist system, a system that does not honor the values of the kingdom. The Bible says certain men will arise at a particular time and compel that system to come back under divine alignment. This is a governmental mandate. This is not a calling to ministry. It's a calling to kingdom legislation where men can stand and begin to legislate on behalf of the government of heaven. But it takes an understanding. An adumbration of this prophetic mandate was seen when Moses was about to be called. Babylon, Egypt was a type of the world system. And the Bible says how that this wizard called Pharaoh, a man who was under the influence of several spirits, and he kept the people of God under all kinds of bondages. Are you following me now? For 430 years, although they were the people of God, it looked very helpless. The people could not even respond to spiritual things because they had forgotten that they were once a covenant people. Then the Bible says how that this strange man called Moses. And you see, I needed to understand that all through scripture from Genesis to Revelation, it's been a contention of kingdoms. Unfortunately, we graduate people from Bible colleges without them having any knowledge about the kingdom. Genesis to Revelation has been the contention of kingdoms. Hallelujah. According to scripture, when Lucifer rebelled in heaven, the Bible says in Revelations that he was cast down together with a third of the angels. And there was a lamentation. It said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth for that great dragon. There is a story, I've said it, there is a story that has not been taught in church. This old serpent story. We just came in the middle of history. Why is Satan afflicting people? Why cancers? Why HIVs? If we do not understand, what is the agenda of Satan exactly? Why the corruption? Why the perversion? There is a story that we must understand to appreciate what is happening and then appreciate the prophetic move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us that even before Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, there was a conspiracy in the heart of this Lucifer. He said, I will arise above the stars of God. It was a rebellion in his heart, and the Bible says he was cast down. And man came in the middle of nowhere and was given a mandate. Man was given what Satan always desired. Satan already had the likeness of God, two hands, two legs. But there was a charagma, a nature, a glory, an image, that substance. Because there is a law in the spirit, whoever has the image of God can be called God. Is that true? Psalms 82, know ye not that ye are gods? There is a reason why you are called gods. Because you carry that same charagma. It's a signature upon your life, the image of God. And the Bible says how that Satan began to buffet man. Please follow me. I want to give you the whole, just to summarize it. The Garden of Eden. I've said it again and again that the Garden of Eden was not in the earth realm. The Garden of Eden was a spiritual sphere that was just brought temporarily. It's still there. That's why scientists will never find it. The Garden of Eden is intact. Go to Revelation, you see the same tree of life. It's still there. Hallelujah. And the Bible says how that when dominion was given unto man, he was given the authority to legislate on behalf of heaven. And the Bible says Satan came wanting to get that dominion. He first went through Eve. Is that true? And this is the same strategy because the Bible calls Jesus the second Adam. And so Satan, wanting to reenact that strategy again, is going through the Eve of that Jesus, the church, the bride of Christ. The same way he came and tempted Eve and caused her to fraternize with him and took the keys. This is the same strategy that Satan is using again. Hallelujah. Are you following me now? But then in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says a prophecy was left. The seed of the woman at a particular time will bruise the head of the serpent. In other words, right from the Garden of Eden, God made Satan know that you are already a failure with this agenda. The seed. And he encoded that statement because it confused Satan. The Satan had never seen human beings give birth. He did not know reproduction was a possibility with human beings. So when he saw Adam and Eve give birth to Cain, he thought Cain was the seed of the woman. So Satan entered Cain only to find out that that statement was a prophetic code. Who is this seed of the woman? The seed of a woman was not just a person, was not just a people, it was a system. So it was shrouded. See, it is in the character of God to speak prophetically. This is why it takes the Spirit of the Lord for you to interpret spiritual things. Hallelujah. And so Satan, entering Cain, he found out that Cain was not the seed. And then he saw Abel and he thought Abel was the seed. And he made Cain kill Abel. You get that point? From that journey onwards, Satan started scrounging and looking through history for this seed of the woman. So when Moses was born, Satan suspected that he was the seed of the woman. And the spirit of the Antichrist began to move upon Pharaoh and he gave a decree. In that story, we see the inaccuracy of Satan, that Satan is not omniscient. He does not know all things. Otherwise, he would have killed Moses at once. While he was killing a lot of people, the seed was growing in his own house, being fed. Are you following me now? And the Bible says how that Moses went to the backside of the mountain. He was going to have an encounter. Can I tell you something, Pastor? The problem with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is we are standing before Pharaoh when we have not seen the burning bush. You will die for nothing. This is why a lot of people are sustaining casualties. Oh, in Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, rise up and walk. I know my God, be blessed. For there is a badge in the spirit that is a symbol of your encounter. This is what makes demons to quake. There are many people who have jumped the school of the spirit and just stand and wear suits and say, in the name of Jesus, let the sun stand. There is a scar that is a symbol of your consistent walk in the spirit. It symbolizes your graduation gradually from one realm to the other, and it is on the strength of that mark that you can legislate. He said, let no man trouble me. In my body there is a mark. That mark is a symbol of experience. It's a symbol of the death that has walked in you, so that life, there is a relationship, you see, between death and glory. Jesus said it this way. He said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be crucified. And then he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son of Man to be glorified. And then the next verse, it says, except a corn of wheat falls. You know why? Because the heart of man is desperately wicked. God cannot trust you with certain levels of grace and glory. And this is the problem the body of Christ has. We do not know the difference between the prophetic statements of God and how they will become a reality to our lives. So we can take certain statements. Oh, God said, you are this, you are all powerful. He gave you all power. Listen, he's telling you, he speaks. You see, in the realm of the spirit, there is no time. So he's called Alpha Omega. It doesn't make any difference where he stands. It's not Alpha and Omega. There is no and there. That was a Greek mistake. It's Alpha Omega. So whether he speaks from the beginning or the end, there is no time. So he can look at you and call Gideon, almighty man of valor. But see the process that took Gideon to become that revelation. Hallelujah. God gives us prophetic words so that we will contend in obedience and alignment to the Spirit to bring it to pass. Brothers and sisters, there is a school of the Spirit. Mighty men and women don't just come as a product of impartations and say, oh, you get up. There is a school. There are some things you cannot receive from somebody. It must be a badge that you get by yourself. See, this is why the Bible says, touch not my anointed. It's not just because he's anointed. The price that brought that anointing is what makes the anointing valuable. When Dabs was ministering, you see, when a man ministers out of death, now this word death should not be a bad word. I don't mean death as a result of sin. Death as a result of losing yourself to let Christ alone be seen. It's a realm in the spirit. It's called Galatians 2:20. It's not a verse of scripture. It's a realm. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. It says, and this life now that I live in the body, the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God Hallelujah. And so Moses, you know, in Egypt, when you study history, Egypt had thousands of gods. Is that true? Thousands of them. And Moses grew up in idolatry. I hope you know that. And so when he had the encounter of the burning bush, he said, Moses, the first instruction was take off your shoes, a symbol of your experience and everything you know. Take off your shoes, for where you stand is holy ground. I'm about to introduce you to a new dimension, a new sphere, a new face. He said, take off your shoes. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he sent him. He said, I'm sending you, you know, to go and do this and that and that. And Moses said, who shall I tell Pharaoh? This is the question every man who seeks to be an ambassador must ask the Lord. Who shall I tell them has sent me? Moses understood the implication of divine backing and the consequences of taking on an errand alone. He said, who shall I tell them? Because there are many gods. Pharaoh will ask me which of them. There were gods of fertility, gods of all kinds of things. Pharaoh will ask me which one sent you now. And God saw that Moses needed an encounter. He said, Moses, come. He didn't answer the question yet. He said, I am that I am. There is a revelation that you must have, and it is on the strength of that revelation. I'm teaching on faith, oh, that's the teaching. Praise God. We are going to get there. I'm teaching on faith. Just follow me. The end of this morning's teaching is faith. Praise God. And the Bible says, on the strength of that revelation, he went to Pharaoh. When he went to Pharaoh, he said, Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh laughed and said, really? You think it's that easy? Just because God told you to come and tell me. This is how a lot of people come to church. They say, oh, God told me to come and tell the sick be healed. And they say, sick be healed. And Pharaoh laughed and said, interesting. Who is that God? And he said, magicians, come and throw your rods too. And they threw it. And Moses was amazed. Notice that every time Pharaoh shocked Moses, he went back to God and said, Lord, upgrade me. My faith is failing on the strength of what I'm seeing in Egypt. And there is a revelation. Are you getting me now? Revelation. And the Bible says Moses got to a point where he was even exhausted. And finally, one plague was released. Hear me, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. And I apologize, we'll reconcile after the service if you're offended by this. But I am very disturbed at what the body of Christ calls faith. Hello? Because it's not working. We are just not, you see, members are not just, I'm not speaking of this church. Sorry, let me introduce myself. When I speak, I don't speak as though I'm speaking. I speak apostolically. You get my point? I speak to the body of Christ. So I'm not necessarily talking about this church. You get my point? But the problem is that you are a man. Is that true? Am I trying to believe he's a man? Am I trying to claim he's a man? This guy is a man. Is that true? This is a bottle. Are you seeing that? Let me give you something that will surprise you. How many of you have heard that statement that somebody matched charm or all of this nonsense? Question, did the person believe the charm will work? Did he have faith in the charm? Because there is a theology saying if you don't believe in a thing, it will not work. So I want to, did he believe that the charm will hurt him? Yet his leg started swelling. So what happened? Did you believe your money will finish? Did you believe it? No. Did it finish? No, don't feel bad. Don't feel offended. I'm just trying to see, because what the Bible calls faith, I hope you know that when people in the Bible manifested it, they did not know the name as faith. It was somebody that named and experienced faith. Is that true? There was an experience that operated in the people by default. So for the sake of orientation, an apostle encapsulated it and he said, name this experience faith. That means The definition was irrelevant. It was a direct product of something. Are you getting my point? This is where we have a big problem. You do not have faith by knowing about a person. You have faith by meeting the person. When you meet somebody, you must have faith in the person. Are you getting my point? This is the reason why a lot of us can say, oh, be healed. And you'll be wondering, they gave me a faith equation. And I moved. I'm not saying that is wrong, but it is hinged on the strength of an experience, not recitation, an experience. He said, but I know whom I have believed. I know the person. I don't just know his message. I know him. And on the strength of that knowledge, I am persuaded. Are you getting that? He said, but I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded. So the reason why he kept a testament of himself is to see his dealings. God wanted us to see his dealings through the ages, that on the strength of this integrity we can trust him. But this is not supposed to replace our personal pursuit of knowing his spirit, who is a representation of his person today on the earth. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you? Listen to what Jesus tells Peter. After Peter confesses that Jesus is Lord and all of that, he says, Satan, get thee behind me. And he said, Peter, Satan desired to sift you like wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith, what faith? That your faith fail not. He said, and when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. See, we need to understand the language of scripture. What was being said? So what is faith? Let me define faith for you. The popular definition is Hebrews 11. The assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of seen, not the things not seen, and all of that. Faith is number one, the confidence that is derived from a relationship. Simple. The confidence that is derived from a real solid relationship is called faith. Look at me. Did you believe there was going to be a morning service? Did you need to see it to come? You trust your pastor, is that true? And on the strength of that trust, you came. This is faith. Are you getting my point? But if you did not know your pastor, listen, if you did not know your pastor, you probably would dwindle. The reason why our faith fails is because we know the word, which is good, but we need to know the author. There is one thing knowing the word as we know, but there is one thing knowing the author. Look at Jesus. Jesus goes to the grave of Lazarus and says, Father, this is prayer now. Thank you because you hear me always. I know he was even embarrassed that he was talking to the Father in the presence of the people, because to him it looked like unbelief, and he even had to explain why. He said, I'm not just saying this because I suddenly refuse to trust you, but because I want the people to learn. Look at the confidence. It was on account of this relationship that when he moved, demons would see and cry. They were not just seeing him, they were seeing who he was joined with. There was a vital union. Beloved, let me tell you the truth. We must return to a place where we have a revelation of who God is and what he is able to do. A revelation of who God is and what he is able to do. A revelation, not an information, a revelation, a deep spiritual revelation. On the strength of that, we can go the extra mile for him because we are persuaded. There is a degree of persuasion that is lacking in the body of Christ. This is why somebody can go to church today and go to a herbal place tomorrow. Persuasion. Persuasion. Hallelujah. Persuasion. Faith is not just an issue of saying, oh, I believe this will happen. There is a degree of confidence. If many of us talk to our human parents the way they talk to God, let me tell you the sincere truth, they will beat you. Hallelujah.
The way a lot of people talk to God. Brother, please stand up. Stand up. Just stand up. I'm compelling you to stand up. Does it make sense to you? But is that not how we do the things we do? Did you hear me?
Are you hearing me?
This is the problem with the church. We're just making noise that is ending in the earth realm and cannot create motion in the spirit, because there is a life that connects it, and that life is the Spirit of God. I want you to leave here powerful. I prayed and I said, Lord, let there be a rain of miracles and breakthroughs even this morning. We'll have a session in the evening. I want you to know that He's alive, so that for you it will not just be a special number. You have come into a comprehension that there is a God that is alive. Hallelujah. There is a God that is alive. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. I worship you. I worship you. You see, do you know why I'm talking about this faith? Because, hear me, the Bible says whatever is born of God, in other words, whatever truly has faith overcomes. Are you getting me? So if we're talking about taking systems, we're talking about legislating on behalf of heaven. Do you know that the issue with God and people have always been unbelief, unbelief, unbelief? But the unbelief, we've trivialized it. This unbelief issue is a serious issue. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is the missing link. And that unbelief is because He's a stranger to us. It's not because we have not confessed scripture. He's a stranger. We must draw nigh so that our words become words that are backed up with a depth of conviction. Hallelujah. The prophets of old, they had such a depth of conviction. Elisha could tell Naaman, let him come and know that there is a prophet in Israel. And when he came, he said, go and tell him to wash himself 7 times. He didn't even come out. Come on now. That's a depth of conviction. The herbalist in your village, before he is sent, is shown something so powerful that your face will not stop him from believing that this works. Is that true? Brothers and sisters, the way the church is going, our conviction is very small. That's why we fail. We are not failing because we want to backslide. We are failing because we have not contended for a depth of conviction. Even those who write songs and sing, that's why when they sing, as you clap for them, you forget the song that they sang as they go back. But there are certain songs that remain. The Bible says in Revelations, we will sing the songs of Moses. From a depth of revelation, he brought forth a song that was even recommended in heaven. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Before I studied about faith, I started walking in faith. I started walking in it when I started having dramatic spiritual encounters. And then when I read books, I found out that this was the name of the experience I was having. When Jesus appeared to me, He did something in my spirit that forever, 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 it cannot leave me. There is a light. There is an understanding. There is a comprehension. He said, for I am a man under authority. Because I understand the authority I'm under, I can tell one, go, and he must go. I will tell one, come, and he must come. If he refuses, he will face the judgment of the authority that backs me, that I have come to understand. And Jesus looked at him and said, you are a carnal man and you have this depth of understanding. I have not found it. No, not in Israel. There was a paradigm that he had that surprised Jesus Christ. He said, who is this man that understands the value of authority and relationship? On account of that relationship, I can tell you, you are blessed. On account of that authority, I can tell a blind mind, be open, a blind eyes. On account of that authority, I can tell HIV, that's it, go and test yourself. This is not guesswork. This is not trying to ginger yourself. You are an ambassador. He is the word, but you have the voice. You have come to make, you are giving life. Listen, this is the true source of spiritual power. Faith the faith of the Son of God, not just faith in him. Faith in him brings you closer to him, but the faith that produces result is his own faith at work in you. The life that I live, the miracles that are commanded, they are done by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Faith in God brings relationship. It is the faith of God that produces wonders in this earth realm. No human faith can produce wonders in this earth realm. Hallelujah. This is why a lot of people are trying to, in quote, use their faith. Every time God asked people to use their faith, it was to believe in him, not to produce miracles. It was his faith that produced the result. Their faith was to connect to him and let his faith flow through them. Are you getting this? It's on the strength of that that we can prophesy increase. You can step into a territory and lift up your hands. Elijah did not go to the radio station to say there shall be no rain. A man who was functioning from a depth of intimacy, and on the strength of that intimacy, said there shall be no rain. How did they find out he was the one? The pain of drought started making people to research who has this tendency of being so close to God that he can speak on his behalf. And finally, they located Elijah. Can I tell you something, brothers and sisters? It does not take God so much to bring all the miracles, the revivals, and the manifestation of his glory. The problem is that we do not want to contend. It's not a gift, it's a reward. Let me tell you the truth. There are some things in scripture that are not gifts. There are three kinds of rest, Sabbaths, that the Bible talks about. The first one is the free gift that comes on account of the finished work of Christ. He said, come unto me all ye that are heavy and weary, and I will give you. It's a gift. The second kind of rest, he said, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. Although they are the people of God, there still remains a rest that they have not entered. How do you enter that rest? He said, let us therefore labor that we may enter that rest. That one is not a gift. It's a reward. What is the labor? Not doing the works of the flesh that do not profit. Labor, a contention that you can divorce yourself from anything and say, Lord, there is a dimension I must press. There is a sound I must hear. I'm tired of the sounds that I've been hearing. I'm tired of all of these things. Let me hear something that is strange. And when you hear that sound, you will speak on the strength of what you have heard. He said, that which I tell you in the secret place, declare thou on the mountaintop. Hallelujah. And Moses salvaged the nation of Israel. There is a generation that is waiting for saviors to arise. And let me tell you the truth, we are that generation. There is a prophetic mandate upon us. There's no time I would have shared this. Everywhere I go, I keep sharing it. Nigeria will present to the world the biblical portrait of true apostolic and prophetic Christianity before Christ returns. Isaiah 18, that's Nigeria there for you. Hallelujah. It was not Lord Lugard that amalgamated us. We are a product of prophecy. That's why those who are running out, they will come back for sure, guaranteed. Because when there is darkness, that is a sign for us. What is a symbol of destruction was the sign God gave us to arise. He said, every time you see darkness, begin to prepare. It's your time to arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Then other benefits now begin to come. Your gates shall be continually open to receive the forces of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. He says, for your years of shame you shall receive double. He said, where you have been deserted so that no man go through you, I will make you an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. Hallelujah. But our first call is not to do church as usual, not to do things as usual, to contend to become ambassadors, these envoys of power that can represent a government and demonstrate their reality here and now. Faith, the faith of the Son of God. It was on account of that that Moses, although a stammerer, he left a legacy in the sands of time. God will never call a man and send him. He will call you and reveal himself to you. And that revelation is the dimension he wants you to service the body with. So he will give you, because he said he's I am. He's so vast, it will take eternity to uncover him. So he breaks himself into fragments and opens your eyes to see that dimension. And that becomes the strength upon which your faith is hinged. What is your faith standing upon? Hallelujah. So you can tell one, be healed. See, this is what the sons of Sceva did not realize. They thought it was just by speaking. And they brought, you know, they went and carried the man who, the demoniac, the man who was possessed. And they said, we adjure you by Jesus. Was he the fake Jesus? No, he was the real Jesus. But the demon said, Every time men speak like this, we first check the realm of the spirit to see the rock they are standing on that gives them the audacity to make such statements. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon a revelation, it was a principle. That means everything that is built on the in the kingdom is built upon a rock. That rock is a revelation. So if you tell somebody be healed, there must be a rock that you build that statement upon. Now there is no rock, we are building on sand. This is the reason why everything comes to push it away. Are you following me this morning? The kingdoms of this world, there is a mandate. There is a prophetic assignment. This is not about fivefold ministry. It's about God seeking to find expression through men. Because there is a law in this kingdom. Without a body, you are not permitted to function. This is why demons are illegal entities, because they do not have bodies. So the church, the ecclesia of Christ, have become that body through which Christ finds expression. There is no other way he will find expression. Angels cannot repress the activity of men. They only come to assist us. God is seeking for a body. He said, a body has thou prepared for me. A body has thou prepared for me. He is seeking for bodies. I'm telling you. And if you make yourself available, it takes only one connection, faith. But not faith as you know, just vain speaking. Faith that is an end product of a tangible relationship with a real personality. And on the strength of that, we will do wonders. Hear me? When I entered here, I saw this place so packed full. There were chairs outside. This is what I saw when I entered. You see that? I mean it. I'm not motivating you. It was when I came and sat down here that it suddenly occurred to me that I was in the spirit. Nothing just happens. A territory does not just open. It is made to open. Hallelujah. It does not just open. You see, I think this is probably one of my biggest revelations, that there is nothing that just happens in this realm. Whatever you see happen was initiated from the realm of the spirit. Doesn't this make life easy? Absolutely. Because we can legislate from the secret place. Because we are under authority. And we can tell one, go, and he will go. And tell another, come, and he will come. We understand. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. You only bind and loose when you have that key. Praise the Lord. And from this morning until evening, we are going to ask some things to stay away from your life forever. And they will stay. For sure. For sure. Hallelujah. For sure. See, if you understand how things work in the spirit, a man of God has no right to brag, because he has nothing to do with him. He has only become a portal and an agency through which things find expression. All this bragging that they are fooling the church with is because we have refused to grow up. When we grow up, we will find the real secret and we'll say, oh God, so why the bragging all the while? Because now we understand the dynamics of how these things happen, and we know it's not about you at all. Hallelujah. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, which is a product of my relationship. Remember, he told us in Ephesians 3, how that by revelation, certain mysteries were granted unto him, and it was on the strength of that. Listen, we are going to contend. I don't want you to be emotional about it. I want you to tell the Lord, I truly need you. The Bible says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it been revealed unto man the things that God has prepared, not for those who speak in tongues, for them that love him. This is the dimension. I shared it somewhere in a meeting in Jos. I said that the Bible says there are three that remain: faith, hope, and love. And I told us the realm of faith began to come into the church from the 70s, the 60s, the 70s. Remember? All of the great people, faith. And then the prophetic entered. That's the realm of hope. They began to speak to us and tell us about revivals that were coming. The dimension. See, we have taught about the greatest antidote to failure is love. The Bible says love fails not. We have taught people how to prosper, but we have not taught them love. Love does not fail. Love is not emotional affection. It's a realm of existence. The Bible says it's greater than faith, it's greater than hope. It is that love dimension that when we enter, we will dethrone principalities and powers and dislodge the powers of darkness. And it will not just be one great man of God, one great apostle or prophet. This is what will be done default by the members, the ecclesia, the member of this body. Hallelujah. So that church will now become a time where we come and worship and fellowship. It will no longer be the man of God struggling to try to release breakthroughs, because the people have been taught. They understand the keys. They can speak to Satan by themselves and say, I understand that old story. You can't fool everybody. Hallelujah. And I pray from the depths of my heart that we will enter into a dimension. We will do all of the impartations and whatever in the evening. My soul longs and even faints for you. This is my passion. I didn't start by looking for ministry. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God, for the living God. Incline your ears with trembling and tears of yearning. Your intimacy is your secret. To the throne of grace, to seek your face, I'm burning, longing for you. I need you, I need you. For nothing, no place, no one else will do. I need you, I need you. For you satisfy the longing inside. I need you, I need you. For nothing, no place, no one else will do. I need you, I need you. For you satisfy the longing inside. I never had a desire to be a preacher. Never had a desire. All I wanted was him with my entire life. Never wanted to be any miracle worker, to heal the sick, to do that. Was no, to operate in the, no, no, not at all. It was never my ambition to be a man of God. All I wanted was him. I was too grateful to help and serve in the body of Christ, more than grateful to clean chairs and sweep church and do whatever. That was all that I desired. But there is a level you will enter. It's like an infection. You enter, it becomes impossible. Stephen was not called to be an apostle. He was called to serve tables. But he contended to a dimension that his physical appearance began to glow. Let me tell you something. The secret of publicity is to remain in the secret place. When you remain in the secret place, you sound the loudest alarm. Believe me. Hallelujah. So church, we have come to prophesy increase. We have come to prophesy. The Bible says he measured 1,000 cubits and it was to my ankles. And another cubits. There is still more. And I thank God, and Pastor, God bless you for putting this prophetic platform to raise the people. It takes a man who loves you and loves God truly. Hallelujah. Because many of you at the end of this meeting, you will so change. You will be amazed. Like the man of God sang, he said, you have been changing. God is changing something. Something in your life. You may not see it, you may not hear it, but something is happening. You are being changed. Do you realize that? You're being changed. You're being changed. You may not see it. You may not hear it. Saul did not realize he had been so changed. Samuel said, go. And he entered a band of prophets. Suddenly he began to prophesy. And they said, is Saul also one of these prophets? This is what will happen to you. Suddenly you get to what used to look like a mountain and say, where is it? And you find out the mountain is still there. It's just that you rose up so much that it became a valley now. And you walk on it. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. You need revelation that brings true faith in your heart. If you are still doubting whether God is able, it's a sign that you need to see him. In the year that King Uzziah died, something needs to die for you to see higher. When Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. And when he saw the Lord, he said, send me, send me, send me, send me. You need to see something to do mighty things for the kingdom. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Hearing a name Godia. I'm hearing a name Godia. Godia. Anyone here with the name Godia? Or you know somebody called Godia? We'll have time in the evening, but I just want to do a few things before we pray. Godia. Hallelujah. Godia. Please, if you know somebody, once I speak like this, I'm just communicating from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is a woman here, you have abdominal pain. It's very serious. You are thinking it's appendix. Who is the person? Please come on. Come on, brother.
You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name.
God is ministering to me. I'm seeing someone, when you wake up in the morning, your heart area is very painful. It's a serious pain, you know. Who is that person? You wake up in the morning, this side, severe pains in the morning. You're a woman. Doctor, what is bronchitis? This is what I'm hearing. What's bronchitis? Okay. This is what the devil wants to bring on this lady. Come. I'm hearing bronchitis. I don't even know what it is. Hallelujah. There is one little girl here that always cries in the night. Always cries in the night. It's been a serious thing. Once it's night, crying. Please, who is that? Because this is oppression I'm seeing. The Lord is showing me. Please, when you get the person, let me have the person out. Hallelujah. My dear, look at me. You believe Jesus will touch you? Absolutely. Come. Not only, look at me. You are here with your family members. Which of your family members?
You were invited. Welcome home. Because you do not even know what God is about to do in your life. Where are your family members? Come. How did I know a whole family came? Come, all of you. Because the Lord told me that this thing is not just it's something for this lady. It is an oppression in the whole family, entire family. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. And the Lord is going to heal you. Can somebody help me with this child? Please, just hold the child. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me pray for you. Just lay your hand on your chest. Thank you, Jesus. I bring the powers of the kingdom that I represent, and I cause that devil of darkness to leave you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness and every infirmity, right now, let her go. Now, let her go in the name of Jesus Christ. This is a demonic oppression. It's not just sickness. Release her right now. You're a wicked spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her go now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, please help her. See, look at her. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This is even something that is affecting your breathing. Be healed right now. The Lord is healing you. Now, let her go. See, let me tell you, Satan is a very wicked person. The devil is in trouble in this meeting. Are you hearing me? Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest that he may destroy. Satan, you are leaving this lady right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of bondage be healed right now. Just let her. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep her quietly there. I saw something just come out of her. Sweetheart, how are you? Well done, lovely lady. Hold my hands. Can I pray for you? Okay, hold my hands. Will you hold my hands? Jesus, touch this lady. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hold my hands, my dear. Look at me. Thank you, Jesus. I rebuke this pain now in your body. Where's the other woman? You're the one? The woman that came out with abdominal pain. You will check yourself right now. It's going to disappear. Now. Not later. Right now. Right? Hold my hands. Just put one hand there. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God is going through that place right now. That devil of darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ, let her go. The power of God is touching you. Check yourself. Check it now. Check it. Do what you couldn't do. Check. Any pain?
No, sir.
Any pain? Check yourself. Check it. Do what you couldn't do. Give Jesus praise completely. See, she's laughing. It will never return to you again. Hold on. Look at me. You have a brother. You have an elder brother. Where is he?
He traveled to Jalingo.
Tell him that the Lord says in exactly 7 days, he's bringing breakthrough to him. Do I know? This is what he has been praying about.
Yes, sir.
He has been praying about breakthrough because things are not working. This is what...
It's true, sir.
Is that true? Go and tell him 7 days from today. The Lord is bringing mighty breakthroughs for him. God bless you. Awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I talk to this lady? That lady with hijab. Just a few minutes and I'll just... Please invite all your friends. It's going to be explosive in this place this night. Hallelujah. Both the ones you love and the ones you don't love. Sweetheart, I need to pray for you. Can I say what I'm seeing? It's not anything. I'm seeing, like, you know, these tablets that were given to Moses.
And I'm seeing they are pouring water on it into a bowl. This is what I'm seeing. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is like a writing. It's an Arabic writing. And I'm seeing them pouring water on it. Huh? They are pouring water into a bowl. This is what I'm seeing. My dear, this is oppression in your life and I must pray for you. So you can hear me, right? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Jesus loves you. You love Jesus? Hold my hands. I'm going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Let this oppression over this lady's life leave. In the name of Jesus, every devil of darkness in your life, I set you free. James. I'm hearing the name James. Who is James? Please, if as much as possible, do the work of an evangelist, even if you are not, this evening. Please, get everybody you love. We are going to prophesy. There are people in this land that God must deliver and save and heal today. Hallelujah. And I believe that God has brought us. Women, you are good. Women have always been instruments of publicity. So we are trusting God that God will use you very mightily, my dear. God bless you. Come, let me talk to you. Can I talk to you? I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. This is what the Lord is saying. Can I pray for you? You believe what I'm saying? You believe what I'm saying? I'm seeing someone on a stretcher. A stretcher. This is what I think your brother, your father, or somebody. The Lord is ministering to me. There's somebody on a stretcher. He's been sick. It looks like a terminal disease. HIV. HIV. This is what I'm seeing. Don't be embarrassed. If there's someone you know like that, I just want to pray. I will round up. Can I pray for you? Look at me, my dear. The Lord will use favor to bring restoration in your life. You believe that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Where's your sister that you... Because the Lord has a word for her. Huh? The Lord said, I should tell you, tell your sister. There's a word for your sister. I don't even know whether your sister is here, but there is a word for your sister. Come, can I talk to you? Please come. You are a student? Where? Gombe State University. God is going to... Look at me. As you keep pressing into God, huh? God is going to do two things in your life. Number one is the area of relationship. God is going to bring, I don't mean relationship man and woman. You get what I'm saying? I mean, God is going to connect you with people who will bless you. Number two, you will begin to have a lot of prophetic dreams. God is going to be showing you a lot of deep things, even in your dreams. You believe that? Can I pray for you? Thank you, Jesus. Let your word be true in her life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is somebody in the congregation. I'm seeing drums. You play drums. God has a word. This is what I'm seeing. Please. You are in the congregation, but you play drums. I'm seeing drums. Drums or something. I'm restoring... Is it true? He plays drums? Let's not say we are faking anything here. I want to pray for you. Where's your mother? Your mother needs a big miracle. And we're going to pray for her now. You believe that? You believe that? And you are going to teach the word. You will teach the word powerfully. You will teach because you love the Lord. This guy loves the Lord and he's going to teach. He has passion. I'm seeing you listening to many messages, including my messages. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know you. I've never seen you. You and your friend, come. Friend, do I know you? I'm seeing two of you listening to my teachings very seriously. This is what the Lord is ministering to me. Look at his surprise. It's not about This is what I'm saying. There is nothing. And as you put, you see, it was part of your passion. You are just praying that God will really do something in your life. You will be used mightily. Serve diligently in this ministry. Give your all to God. And you have a lot of friends you need to call to come and serve because their gifts are required. Okay, so let me pray for both of you. We'll pray in the evening, but now hold your hands together. I'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, use these guys mightily and let your power come upon them. And I pray for your mother. That demonic thing, I curse it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray. You had a dream. You had a dream. This is a lady now. I need to speak to you. You had a dream. And what you saw, it's not even once. It has been happening. Snakes. And sometimes they come and even attempt to do all kinds of things. Please, come. God wants to help you. Come. Because sometimes you feel like something is moving in your stomach. You feel like something is moving. Do you know what it is? This is what I want to explain to you. You love God very innocently. But you see, this devil must be kept. The Bible says in Psalm 66 verse 3, it says, how awe-inspiring are your ways. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. In House on the Rock, Gombe, Jesus brings you salvation today. No, it's important to know where you received the miracle, not just that you received. Hallelujah. There are two people, again, this is not the only person. There are two people, you are all ladies, two people. Come and join them. This snake thing, the Lord is showing me. There are two people.
My fiance.
Fiance.
In fact, for 3 weeks, consistently, almost every day, praying about snakes. And she even saw Prophet Babs about it. And after it, she kept seeing it over and over.
God is going to handle the situation. But there are two ladies in this place. I'll pray for you, sir. Two ladies. Don't sit back. Snakes. You see snakes in dreams. They come. You see them. There is even one. Okay, let's pray. You see, this is not trial and error. This is what the Lord is showing me. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. God wants to set you free. Come, madam. I'm going to pray for you. And you'll be free, because this thing is bringing a lot of limitations in your life. See, this is what Jesus died for. What we are doing, we are not trying to do something new. It is on account of what he has done that we can freely enforce this verdict upon your life. Just the same way you are blessed and you tithe to enforce it. This is what we are doing. Hallelujah. Madam, hold my hands. An end comes to this demonic oppression. Just lay one hand on your stomach. Thank you, Jesus. This is what you are doing in House on the Rock. Satan, be lost right now. I command right now. I see something leaving you. Let that devil of darkness go. Right now, release her by the power of the Holy Spirit. Just keep her. Keep your hands there. I'm still praying for her. I'm still praying for her. The anointing of the Spirit is going through her body. Thank you, Jesus. You died for this. And let this oppression end right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let this oppression end right now. This activity of snakes, we've been given authority over snakes and scorpions. Sir, can I pray for you, for the lady? Please, those two people, don't sit back. The Lord is still talking to me about it again. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you, Jesus. Wow. You're not just receiving an anointing for your sister, but this is for your ministry. Enter a new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. New dimension of worship. We're not doing any impartation yet till evening. He came with such a hunger. Father, I've not even prayed for the lady. In the name of Jesus, let that demonic experience go. Madam, the Lord helps you in the name of Jesus Christ. Madam, can I talk to you? You standing, please come. It's your time of breakthrough right now. Please come, just hurry up, let's round up. Give me a few minutes, Pastor, and I'll be done. Praise God. This is why your pastors put this program, because they love you so much and they want something remarkable to happen in your life. Please come. Who is Eze? Eze. Eze. You don't know anybody called Eze.
I'm hearing the name Eze. Take note, God will bring somebody called Eze and he will bless you. That's what I'm hearing. Is that's what I'm asking you. You know what it means to stand and speak like this? What if it doesn't happen? You go and write newspaper, write something about me. What is this that I'm seeing? Come. I'll pray for you, and the Lord will bless you because you have been committed. God will honor you. God will honor you. Please, I want you to believe it. You are stepping into a dimension of favor today, and God is going to honor and bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Let this favor anointing come on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it distinguish you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to be very wealthy. This lady was very wealthy. Very, very wealthy. I saw a gold crown and the Lord said, speak to her. She may look young, but she's going to be very, very wealthy. And that's one thing that I see. We'll speak over the ministry and God is bringing a lot of prosperity. It will not be many people, but a few really wealthy people. They are already in the States. They are not coming from anywhere. We will just call them. There is a name given to the Lord. He's called the Father of Spirits. Every spirit submits to him, and when he beckons on it, it will respond. Say, go and get that donkey. If they ask you, say, the master has need of it. Hallelujah. And this lady, you will start having dreams. You're young, but you will have a lot of great dreams. Great is our God, it's greatly to be praised. Father, take her to that dimension that you are showing me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray. I have to stop here and we'll continue in the evening. Hallelujah. But let me just talk to one person. Sir, can I talk to you? Please come. Are you walking? Up and be shocked at the way things will change. We will so trivialize Satan in this place. I don't like him. He doesn't like me. We are not friends. Please, this evening, I want you to don't see the sick people around you and just leave them. Invite them. Barren people, sick people, I don't care what it is. Don't let people just sit back from this afternoon till this evening. Do the work of an evangelist. Tell them Jesus is in house on the rock and is doing mighty things. Sir, I want to pray for you. I kept quiet because... do you know the Lord loves you? Because... it's not like she doesn't want to stand up. She cannot stand up. That's why you see her just moving up and down. Because of what God is doing. So just let her lie. And don't be surprised that you are trying to stand up. You are not being able to stand up. It's just God walking. This is what he did to Adam. So it's scriptural. God caused Adam to go down. And in it, he removed something and closed it. He just woke up and felt there was an emptiness. This is what is happening. So let me pray for you. You will experience breakthrough. You believe that? Never forget the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I still had, I'm hearing that name, Godia. Maybe the person is not here, but if there is that Godia, let the person come. Just one more person and then we'll pray. My dear, come, let me talk to you. This lady holding a child, yes, come.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. It's all about you. And it's all about
you. You love Jesus? You're a member of this church? You're not a member of this church? Welcome home. God will do awesome things in and through your life. You believe that? God is going to wipe your tears. You may be laughing, just hold my hands. But he's bringing restoration and he's also bringing breakthrough. You believe me? Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a desire for God in this lady. And you are showing me that you're bringing breakthrough and restoration. So let it happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever holds you, I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you married? Where's your baby? Baby, come. No, just the baby. Well, bring all of them, but who doesn't want their whole household to receive? Carry that child as you better come and stand here. Let me pray. This boy you are seeing, as small as he is, God is going to be opening his eyes. Let it not surprise you, this thing I'm telling you. People will say it's Algenu. Don't mind them. This boy, you are saying, when this boy, just give him a few years, God will be open. He will tell you things that will happen before they happen. It's a prophetic dimension. You understand? Don't let people come and tell you what is this thing that they say. You understand what I'm saying? Please, your child is child of God. And don't let him go around with people that are not of God. God is doing something in your life. But even you, you need to know a lot about the things of God. You love God, but you are just starting. You need a lot of teaching to build you. And this is what God is going to be doing. This is why he brought you here. He brought you by his hand. That's why I told you, welcome home. He will build you. Boy, how are you? Check me. Good boy. Can I pray for him? Lord, bless him. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint him, use him for your glory, in Jesus' name. 5 minutes and I'm out. We are going to rise up. Please rise up on your feet. We are going to pray. Instrumentalist, please come on the instrument. We are going to pray one prayer. We are going to say, Lord, I love you. Oh. Dear. Okay.
The confirmation to come out for her, and I was mentioned again.
Look at me. Stand up now. Go ahead. Stand up.
Again, when Dabs called me, because she is a very close friend to my fiance, and a fiance to my best friend. So, I don't know. As in, and just last week, they had issues.
You see why it's good to have good friends? Better don't go out with somebody who doesn't know where he's going and will confuse your life. You see, she's hallelujah. Can we pray for her? Oh dear. After the prayer, it's good to call her and just let her know that God is doing great things. You stood in for her so that she can believe. It's not a little miracle that you will see in your own life. I mean, there is an overhauling of what God has done in your life. I mean, this is even before this evening. You will begin to see the things that God is doing. Hallelujah. And then, God is also going to use you. Huh? God is also going to use you. But that will be until evening. God is going to use you very powerfully. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to use her. This is what the Lord is telling me. Is she a member of this church? Not yet. Well, she will be. So everybody here will really be a member. It's the hand of God and much more. He said, I have other sheep that are not yet here. They are of this fold. They will hear the sound. There is a sound that brings them. That's what the sound that we have come to blow across this land. Praise the Lord. Look at me, my dear. Do you believe that God is going? Do you sing? Huh? There is an anointing on this mic. And God is going to impart that anointing. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. You're going to pray and ask the Lord from the depths of your heart and say, Lord, I don't just want to be a spectator, but first take my heart. Take my heart. Take my heart. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Tell him, Lord, take my heart. I don't just want to do Christianity as usual. Take my heart. Mean it from the depths of your heart. Take my heart.
I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship him and give the praise to him alone. He who was and is to come, I will sing before his throne forever, forever.
A realm that is available for me. Take my heart. Hallelujah. Please pray. We're wrapping up. I need you to pray. Give me a revelation that will put real faith in me. Faith that produces results. God is doing a new thing already. God is doing a new thing already. Pray. Say, Lord, take my heart. Take my heart. I give you everything. I give you everything. I give you everything. Hallelujah. One last prayer point. I'd like you to say, Lord, tonight, let it be a night of destiny for me and my family and all those that belong to me. Please make sure you pray. God is doing mighty things. This is just a morning service. Tonight will be a night of miracles. It will be a night of worship. It will be a night of faith, a night of encounter. I trust that the Lord will open our eyes to see the angelic, to see visions, to take us to a level that is higher than that which we have seen. Tonight, as we worship and as we praise, as we raise that prophetic sound to the Spirit, I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, for everyone that belongs to me, they will enter this flow of grace, this flow of power, this prophetic thing that you are doing in Gombe. Go ahead and pray that sicknesses will dissolve.
Because we're tired of the status quo. There's gotta be more than this. Gotta be more, gotta be more. Help me say, it's gotta be more than this. For desperate people do desperate things, and we press in need. It's gotta be more, gotta be more. It's gotta be more than this. We are desperate people, we want more, more, Lord. One more, more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to do the work of an evangelist tonight. It'll be an awesome night in this place. Whatever it will take for you to bring in your loved ones and everybody, tell them God is doing amazing things in House on the Rock. And we want you to be a part of it. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Just tell them there's a feast of praise. There is a dimension that God wants to take them. Father, we bless this meeting. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, that from now till the evening, do something that will give them a testimony. May they come back here with a mighty testimony. I confront anything that mocks God in your life.
I declare that the kingdom has come in this place, and we legislate on behalf of the kingdom. We bring the authority of this government that we represent, and we release you from now till evening. Return with testimonies. Let that which did not work hitherto work for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God bless you. See you.